connected.
Here now, the words join me. Tuesday and Fridays at 15 hours UTC as I read for your listening pleasure, mostly science fiction. Stories 75,000 or 100,000 quadrillion trillion million years old.
Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Superdimension Fortress. If you're not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system, and you can learn more by directing your web browser to sdf.org or sdfarc.org. I'll pause now for any emergency or priority traffic, or if any stations wish to disconnect and not participate in the net. I am NB0X, that's November Bravo Zero X-Ray, and I'll be the net control operator for today. My name is Matthew, and I am in Southern California, and my SDF username is Nonlinear. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu via the Echolink node 9229, the TechLink conference, and I'd like to thank Michael, PE7KI, for allowing us to use this conference. This is a directed net. That means if you have something to say, give your call, wait for the net control to acknowledge you, and give you the floor. Our net is open to all radio amateurs and is not restricted to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We'd like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussions. And the topic this week, the question this week is, I was seeing a number of items this week regarding high altitude ballooning. And so I was wondering what everybody's most memorable or interesting operating experience is or operating location. I know we had a ZL4 NORM a few weeks ago check in via Aeronautical Mobile. I think balloon counts, but it, whatever your most interesting, memorable operating location experience is, I'd love to hear about it. And also, as a secondary question, if you have any experience with high-altitude ballooning or otherwise balloon operations with amateur radio, I'd love to hear about that as well. So we will... Sorry, my audio dropped. I'll start this week reading on the list of contacts that are showing in the Echolink conference, and then we'll call for a general check-in. So, this week we will start with PY2VIL, Guillermo. You have the floor.
Hi, everybody. This is PY2BIL Guillermo out of São Paulo in Brazil. My SDF username is G Canary. So, yeah, if I understood the topic correctly, you're asking for any memorable QSO or operation or anything that stands out. And nothing comes to my mind at this point. Maybe a few back in the days... digital modes, I'm not sure if it was FT8 or something, with somebody over there in Polynesia, right? So it was halfway around the globe, and this was a few years back, and that was pretty exciting for me. And another one was probably a QSO with somebody in the Soviet Union or Russia today. It was on 10 meters back when we had some propagation going on. So that comes to my mind. If I remember anything else during the net, I'll come back. So back to you, Net Control. This is PY2BIL.
PY2BIL, thank you very much. I'm just having a minor audio issue, I apologize. All All right. NB or PYTBIL NB0X. Well, thank you very much for checking in. And if you have any more thoughts, I'd love to hear about it. Next on the list, I have 89FJ Wayne. You have the floor.
Let's see. Is that any better? All right, I think maybe that fixed it. I'm going to have to hold the connector in here. It's working loose. Anyway, so, I don't really have any... Well, I do have some experiences. There's this thing that the Boy Scouts do at a former Air Force base about 15 miles away from my QTH. And for several years, every summer, they would have this this gathering of Boy Scouts, and they would do a lot of merit badge activities. And Bill Brown from Huntsville, WB8ELK, would usually come and launch a balloon. And he is a maestro of high-altitude ballooning. So it was always an honor to be associated with him, and not just with him. There's also a guy in Indiana who's, I guess, one of... I may be mixing the two up, but anyway. The most interesting experience that I can remember having, in my car I have I had a Kenwood 7. Anyway, the Kenwood dual band transceiver that does APRS, and since these balloons usually have an APRS beacon on them, it really helps to be a chase vehicle that has that kind of radio. And anyway, so there was this one year when we were tracking this balloon. It was about 30 miles east of the launch point, and it was getting a little bit ahead of us. And I was in a car with two or three other hams, trying to catch up with the balloon, because we kind of wanted to be within visual range of it when it came down. So I was, I had the pedal to the metal, you might say, probably doing about 70 on a 55 highway. And a local sheriff's deputy pulled me over. And in the ensuing interrogation, we explained that we were what we were doing. And he thought this was very interesting. He called back to the dispatcher and asked them, and they said, oh, yeah, there was this scout thing going on, you know, blah, blah, blah. So he let me off with a warning, and we continued, and we found the balloon as it descended, and everything turned out happy. And, it's just the kind of story that you tell folks on nets like this. 73 from AB9FJ.
Hey, B9FJ and B0X. Knee story, that's what I was looking for. So thank you very much for sharing that with us. The ballooning stuff sounds really interesting. And so, I don't know, we had one launch here in Southern California on Friday. And then usually they do a launch at the Yuma Ham Fest, which is in January. So I don't know, I'd like to participate in one of these days coming up. All right, next on the list, I have KC8BFI. Stephen, you have the floor.
Good evening, Matt, and everyone on the net. Most interesting bit of operating would have been operating November Alpha 8 Sierra Alpha. If you've see me on Mastodon, I do complain quite a bit about being a civil servant at the current cabinet level, well, sub-cabinet level agency I work for, but I did work for a happier agency. at the what is now the NASA Glenn Research Center way back when. I'd love to go back, but right now I got to go collect the money. That was a fun time, that one field day, getting to work as November Alpha 8 Sierra Alpha. High altitude ballooning, I've seen it on the news, but I I've never had anything to do with it. So, back to you, Matt, and the net. NB0X from KC8BFI, back to you.
KC8BFI, NB0X. Well, thank you for sharing that with us. I really appreciate you being here today and checking in. Next on the list, I have VE7KI. Michael, if you're around, want to check in today? You're up. All right, nothing heard. Next on the list, I had VK6BQQ, Reg. If you're around, like to check in, you'd have the floor. Nothing heard again. So next on the list, I have AG5RB. Ross, you have the floor.
This is AG5RB. Checking out with a new pair of Bluetooth headsets on my phone. So can you hear me all right? Back.
Yeah, Ross, it's a little bit rough, but it's working okay. AG5RB, go ahead.
Hey, I turned off the headset. Hopefully this is better. I tuned in a little late, so I did not catch the topic tonight.
Okay, Ross, so yeah, we're relating our most memorable, interesting operating experience or location, done anything interesting location. The example I gave was ZL4NORM checked in to this net via Aeronautical Mobile a few weeks ago, so that would be one example. And also, if you've participated in any high altitude ballooning experiences, which is what kind of made me think about interesting and memorable operating experiences. So AG5RB, back to you, NB0X.
Well, I can't really comment on either of those. I don't really have anything that comes to mind out of the ordinary as far as an operating experience, and definitely don't have anything with the high-altitude experience. But always a pleasure to have the net going. Thanks. Back to net.
Hey, G5RB, NB0X. Well, thank you very much for being here and checking in today. We really appreciate it. Glad to have everybody here who joins. It's been a good net that we've been doing for quite a while now, and it's really dependent on everybody participating, so we're really glad to have everybody here. And while I have that, talking a little bit about the net, please do join the SDF Amateur Radio Club email list if you'd like to participate. It's a fairly low volume, high signal-to-noise ratio, so I encourage you to look that up at the sdfarc.org website. Next on the list, I see VK2DY. You have the floor.
Yes, good morning. This is Robert, Mr. Kilo 2 Delta Yankee in Kellyville Ridge, New South Wales, metropolitan Sydney. Well, it's not a bad day today, about 13 degrees Celsius and bright sunny sky. So, I guess so, coming to the end of winter. Let's see, interesting places where I've worked amateur radio. Well, I used to many years ago, I used to live in the Northern Territory, and so I've worked from the national parks. There are a couple of them, I guess the most interesting place probably was the base of Uluru, which used to be known as Ayers Rock, but Uluru, looking up at Uluru and transmitting and back and forth from there. And I think that was the most interesting place because it was dark, it was night, it was beautiful, and just sort of I don't know. It's just sort of a magical place, I think, and I really, really liked being there and doing that. So I guess that's my answer. Sorry I can't come up with a better story. But at any rate, as far as ballooning goes, well, the active ballooning clubs here in New South Wales are up in the Hunter Valley and a bit far away from me to participate directly, but I would love to at some point, and actually would love to move to Newcastle much closer to that area. So we shall see. I have not had any participation in it recently. So VK2DY, back to Ned.
VK2DY and B0X. Well, thanks very much for checking in today. I really appreciate it. And all the stories are great. So it's all about being here, talking about radio stuff, ham stuff, and what we're doing. So thank you again. And next on the list, actually, I have nobody on the list. So I'm going to open up the general check-ins now. If you'd like to check in to this week's STF Amateur Radio Club and have not done so yet, please call now. W0TTY, you have the floor.
そろそろ、この番組は、ああ、違います。
This is Public Internet, this is W0TTY, and the other Washington,
As I read for your listening pleasure, mostly science fiction, stories 75,000 or 100,000 quadrillion, trillion, million years old.
Orbital operating location, I think, would be from G3RS at Bletchley Park. There's a national radio center, which has a couple of rooms and a museum of their own. At Westwood in the UK, and they have a pretty nice station with just some of the newest stuff that you might have, and you can sit down and do all sorts of work that you like, a lot of different modes, and I made a few contacts, constantly mostly down HF 20 meters, it was a lot of fun. But of course, there were kind of a queue in the waiting area. It was pretty busy, so I got time in and then let somebody else take over the station. But zero experience with piled balloons. Sounds very interesting. Thanks again, ME0X. W0TTY back to that.
W0TTY and B0X. Well, thank you very much for checking in today, Stephen. Really appreciate it. Next on the list, I have VK3HJQ. John, we're talking today about your most memorable operating experience or location. Stephen just had a great one at Bletchley Park, so we loved hearing about that. So if you have any interesting, memorable operating experiences, we'd love to hear about that. And we were also discussing if anybody's done any high-altitude balloon operations, we'd like to hear about that as well. So with that, VK3HJQ, John, you have the floor.
Oh boy, wasn't expecting that. From VK3HJQ, morning, afternoon, evening, memorable experiences. Well, probably only one. We used to do a field day when I was at school, before I had my amateur license, and they used to go out in the middle of nowhere and do... what is it called? John Moyle Field Day, which is a VHF-UHF field day. anyway, they went up there in the sticks and they found this dirty great big rock that they decided they were going to put all their antennas up on. So don't ask me how they mounted the antennas on this big rock, but it was up in the middle of the mountains, in the middle of nowhere, and little me, it was my job to carry these, you've probably seen them, 2 volt, 200 amp hour cells. They're about, oh, I don't know, 2.5 foot high, and they weigh an absolute ton. My job was to carry them up the, up this rock onto the top so they could have, you know, battery supply. Anyway, after a couple of visits there and a few years doing it, 1 year I dropped the battery. Anyway, I never got asked to come back after that. I wonder why. There you go. Back to you, Matthew.
VK3HJQ, well, thank you very much for checking in today and for your story there. We really appreciate it. With that, I've hit the bottom of the list again. So if you haven't checked into this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club and would like to do so now, or if you would like to recheck, please come down with your call sign. All right, I'll just give one last call for the SDF Weekly Amateur Radio Club's Weekly Net, excuse me. If you'd like to check in or recheck in, please come down with your call sign.
KC8BFI.
KC8BFI, please go ahead.
MB0X from KC8BFI. One thing I was going to mention, I know I dropped a link in the chat. Over the weekend, station out in Santa Monica, California, KCRW, was sponsoring their seventh annual contest called a Radio Race, where it was part of their independent producer project, where they're encouraging folks to make broadcast radio. And they had 300 people, well, 300 teams registered. They had about 120 some odd people make it to the end of the 24-hour period and actually turn in pieces. We should be hearing the week of the 19th who the finalists are, and then the week following we hear who the winners are. I threw a link into the chat of what I did for production work, and I haven't actually been able to do production work in a while, so it was good to be able to do a cold restart after way too long in mothballs. So if anyone's been looking and thinking, hey, a non-radio looks great, or I want to do something creative, there are opportunities. Take advantage of them. So back to you, Matt. NB0X, this is KC8BFI.
KC8BFI, NB0X. Well, thank you for posting and that link in the chat box and for sharing with us that experience. That is really interesting, and boy, I really would encourage anybody who has that proclivity, that and desire to certainly get out there and look for those opportunities. AnonRadio.net is a great opportunity. The open mic is every evening at, I believe, 8 p.m. Pacific. I'd have to double check, but AnonRadio.net, I believe. And so, yeah, please check that out. We are streaming live on AnonRadio.net at this time as part of this net. So anybody can listen and join in. If they can't, aren't radio amateurs, they can still listen in. With that, I'll put out another call. If you would like to check in or recheck to this week's SDF Weekly Net, you please come now with your call sign, and we'll just open up the topic. If there's anything else you want to share with the group, please come now. No, nothing heard. I'll just call one last time, and then we'll close up the net. Anybody like to check in, recheck in for this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net? Please come now. All right, nothing heard. Well, I just want to thank everybody. Oh, I hate it. Let my audio drop again. My apologies. So I was just going to say that this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Net at 0 hours, 25 minutes Zulu. And if you'd like to continue the conversation, you can join us in the AfterNet and SDF DMR Talk Group number 31650 and or All-Star Node 50110. Or you can join us in comm on the SDF. And with that, this is Net Control Station November Bravo Zero X-Ray out.
Oh, darn it, not again. Sorry, folks, AB9FJ.
そろそろ、この番組は、ああ、違います。
This is Publius, inviting you to try something new. Learn from spoken word program. He now the urge. Join me, Tuesday when Fridays, at 15:00 UTC. Where I read for your listening pleasure.มาสตรีสายเยินฟิกชันสตรีส 75,000 นอยพันหรือทาวซานควาดวิ่งเยื่องคาริมเยื่องลูเยื่องยีสโอ้ย
Hey yo, this is the way we lay it down on the L train. But yeah, help me out now. Yeah, yeah, help me out now. Hey yo, this is the way we lay it down on the L train.Yeah, help me out now. Yeah, yeah, help me out now.
On the L train. I resurrect myself. Lazarus, he was a man who died. Through the power of faith, he came to rise. Open up your eyes and spy Lazarus, better yet, open up your heart. Y'all imagine this.
Thank you. heresy. Imagine me, they used to call me Mr. Positivity. Hard when you're slacking, devils are attacking. I get no satisfaction, I get no gratification. In it for myself, no religions or relations. I call my own from my mind to my microphone to your eardrum. Listen close, cause here it come. Sometimes I am a player, sometimes I am a pawn. No energy to run, still I got to carry on. We'll be right back.
Hello on radio listeners. Coming up at 0100 hours UTC is Snowdusk with Intergalactic Wasabi Mix. Thank you. Hello Anon Radio listeners. Coming up at 0100 hours UTC is Snowdusk with Intergalactic Wasabi Mix.
この番組は、ああ、違います。
Hello on radio listeners. Coming up at 0100 hours UTC is Snowdust with Intergalactic Wasabi Mix.
Listen DJ T Show every Sunday from 20 to 22 UTC time, providing you with all the top dance DJ mixes, only in a non-radio.
Chapter systems are offline.
Number one for today's hits and all-time favorites.